obviously, I think that the it's certainly we all understand that beauty is something that of a visual experience which is rewarding. We describe as being beautiful, and it is absolutely certain that the Greeks looked at warriors and thought they were beautiful, and they thought statues were of warriors were beautiful. This is why I think this passage in Sappho is so important, because when she says some people think the army drawn up on is beautiful, other people think that the navy drawn up is beautiful, other think the cavalry drawn up is beautiful, but I say you are my beloved. In other words, she's really sort of saying, isn't it amazing? There are people who who transpose my feelings for the beloved, which is the core meaning of beauty, and they apply that to military formations. Now, that tells you that the Greeks literally had activated the part of the brain that was designed to focus on meeting a member of the opposite sex. They'd applied that in their feet experiences. They were applying it to this other category. And that seems to me important to show that, I mean, I'm acknowledging the existence, the universal existence throughout the world of beauty. And I'm saying that in each environment, it is seen as being embodied or best embodied in a different type of artifact, and in this is particularly clear in the Greek case.